Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Oh my God, are things going great? Actually, welcome to the newly formed, newly titled Trainwreck Show. I've decided that we're going to call this show now the Trainwreck Show because let's be honest, Jared, kind of been a train wreck the last few weeks.
But we're not expecting it to be that way going forward, are we?
No, I'm not expecting it to be that way, number one. And number two, it really hasn't been a train wreck to the listeners, to my knowledge. Although the feedback, as usual, is kind of fair to Midland, if any.
And maybe it's not really a train wreck. Maybe it's more of just kind of a fender bender.
It's a train wreck for us. It may be a fender bender for the listeners.
Okay. But that's they're benefiting. You're taking one for them. They need to appreciate that.
I hope they understand that. I'm doing the best I can. You're doing the best you can. Thank God you're here, because if you weren't here, I'd be talking to a wall.
Well, sometimes, you know, I'm a marginal improvement over a wall at best sometimes.
It varies. Lately, you've been pretty good, though. I've had good. Actually, the feedback that I have had has had great things to say about you.
Well, I might have to send some of that to my wife, because I don't get as much I don't get as much positive reaction at the whole front.
Welcome to my world. No kidding. The same stuff. Batman behind the glass, running the controls. Always great to have him here, because if he wasn't here, well, we wouldn't be here. So, and I've got great things planned tonight. And quite honestly, don't even know if we're going to get to all of it. But let's run through this stuff real quick. You can check us out at jackaloperadio.com. Also, coming very soon, you can check it out now, bradwestmar.com. I'm excited about that. It's the first time my name's been a .com. So,
well, welcome to the club.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We'll talk more about that for you here very shortly. Also, check us out on Twitter at Brad Westmar and at Jackalope Radio, Facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show and Facebook.com/Jackalope Radio. And email us right now at BradWestmarShow@gmail.com or JackalopeRadio@AOL.com. You can also check out the forums at JackalopeRadio.com. And I've been told, too, that I need to set up a Facebook fan page. That's actually the correct way to do things. So more about that later. More about that when I actually get a chance to set it up. And also, you can call us and leave us a voicemail that will never get played on the air at 310-928-7857. Again, 310-928-7857. Batman has been working very hard along with Todd Sheets and the rest of our executive staff to try to work things out with Skype. Batman, at this point, we're still a no-go.
You know, Skype, I'm glad they're not in charge of the nuclear reactors in Japan. These guys don't return an email. They don't return a phone call. They act like I don't know what the hell their problem is. Actually, I think someone just needs to go there and slap somebody in the face.
I've heard that about Skype, and I do hope that eventually we get it worked out, because at this point there's going to be about 14. We're going to have to do 4 shows straight just to get all the voicemails. From what I've heard, anyway, we'll see. So hopefully we'll get that fixed eventually. But unfortunately tonight, we're not going to be able to play those voicemails. So as this show airs, we have passed some great weather here in Kansas City, which is awesome.
About bloody time.
No kidding.
Yes.
Also, St. Patrick's Day is over, the excuse for the Irish to drink during the week.
And the non-Irish to decide they are Irish and join them.
Very true. The college basketball national tournament has started, which we will talk about ever so briefly here shortly. And let's see here. The collective bargaining agreement has expired, so now there's a lockout, which, again, we'll talk about very briefly here shortly. But first, we like to flash back on this show. I'd like to do something retro. See if you remember what this is from.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah, that'd be our program.
Or the other end of the spectrum, right? Immature audiences?
It was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I had a hard time when I first started doing the podcast on Podomatic because, what was that? What was that?
Your mom.
Oh, it was okay. A little problem there. Was that in behind the glass or no, that was here? Was that right? Oh, did you have a little bit of an accident there?
Physics.
Okay, understand.
Had a little melt physics. Yeah,
I understand. That I didn't know if I should actually tell people on the podcast that we're explicit because technically we're not. We don't say swear words, but let's be honest, we get a little out there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say. I mean, would you consider we're like in rap album territory? Really?
No, but when you talk about your number three on the air. I mean, come on.
I don't talk about my number three.
No, I could talk about mine if you'd like.
Go for it.
But instead, I'm going to talk about my business that I work.
Hello, it's your drug dealer.
It's me.
I thought I'd call. Yeah. In case you needed anything at all.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
You know, you can always call me just to talk. But I mostly want to sell you drugs.
Pretty much, yeah. Exactly. It's business, man.
Drug dealer.
It is what it is, man.
Drug dealer.
Yo. Now, going a little bit deeper.
Yes.
Let's go into your new business, my friend.
Yeah, shall we?
Are
we ready for that?
Yeah, well, I'm so excited, and I want to make the announcement. We talk about the dot-coms.
Yes,
we
do.
We talk about, you know, business, and we talk about the fact that our country needs a change.
It's about time we had a change.
And, you know, me, I'm too drunk most of the time to be that change, but you, my friend, you are ready to give this nation a change. Jared, I'm excited for you.
Thank every one of you for coming out today. A week ago, not one of you would have imagined that we'd be standing here this afternoon.
That's for sure.
3 months ago, I wouldn't have imagined I was standing out here this afternoon. But as you already know, the purpose of us gathering here today is for me to announce my official candidacy that I am seeking the nomination, the Republican nomination, for President of the United States of America.
Thank God you're a Republican. At this point, really.
I don't know how Washington works. I have no political experience. And
list.
I don't care. And I don't think any one of us really care how Washington works because we know Washington's a mess. I've spent a good part of my adult life yelling at television sets, ripping radio knobs off, and complaining.
Good for you, mm-hmm. Jared.
Yep.
This is you, right?
We've got to make some serious changes in this country. And they're going to have to start from the top down.
Yeah.
With leadership.
Yes.
And I don't care what party you're in. I don't care how you voted in any previous or prior election. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Many of you have seen my website.
That's a first.
JaredBlankenship.com. J-A-R-E-D. That's the biblical spelling, folks, so go look it up.
Good boy.
Damn straight.
JaredBlankenship.com. You've seen many of my positions. Most of you here agree with me.
Which positions are we talking about?
69.
But let's be perfectly honest. Outside of this group right here, outside of Hereford, America and rural America, people are going to look at this campaign and say, he doesn't have a chance.
You don't really.
The solutions will come right here from people who know how to live within a budget. I said I was a realistic man. I know what people are going to say out there. Oh, I appreciate what Jared's doing.
I do.
But he doesn't really have a chance. He doesn't have any money, and my banker's back here, and he's nodding his head up and down. Yes, he's right.
Oh,
I don't
Clem.
Have any money.
Clem.
One or you two card. People say, I can throw $100 million at it. Well, I can't. The racehorses in the race are not worried about Jared Blankenship now.
No, not right now.
No.
If you sit there this afternoon and say, I like what Jared's saying.
I do.
I agree with what Jared's saying. I hope it goes well for him.
I do.
This will be our last gathering.
Oops.
They don't know Jared Blankenship yet.
I do.
I'm asking you to let me help me let those people know exactly who I am. Okay. Let them know exactly who we are as a campaign.
You can do it.
That we can reclaim America. That we can provide opportunity for our children and our
America.
Grandchildren. I know many of you are resistant to writing a check.
Yep.
That's a nobody.
Yep.
This thing ends right here without support, without help. You're not starting a new political career right here. You're standing up as a private citizen to have your voice heard on a lot larger scale than right here at the courthouse.
Good job, Jared. Good job.
Well, it's going to be rough.
Now, Jared, I'm on JaredBlankenship.com right now.
Yes.
And after looking at the About Jared part,
Yes.
I there's only one thing I can do, if you'll bear with me for just one more second, if you don't mind.
No, okay? No.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Jared Blankenship. I was born in Abilene, Texas in August 1970. My parents are Morris and Sandra Blankenship, both public school teachers in Fort Worth, Texas. In 1971, the new family moved to the family farm outside of Hereford, Texas. Me and my brother and my two sisters grew up here learning the value of hard work. Now, I attended kindergarten through 12th grade at the small rural school in Adrian, Texas. And I graduated salutarian in 1989.
Yeah, I can't do that forever. My voice goes. Yeah,
it's gonna. You're gonna cough up a part of your anatomy. You'd rather not.
You know, I'm impressed that you're gonna do this. I mean, you've talked.
I've got a little bit of spare time, right? I mean, you know,
you've got a couple hours in the weekend.
Why not? Why not? Right?
Seriously, I mean, you've got enough time to spare. I know we were talking about going to Comic-Con here soon, and you're so tied up in the weekend. But you said, you know, I've got a couple of spare hours. Well, you're going to use those spare hours.
Run for president, right?
Why not?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate everyone's support.
Batman, are you excited? Yeah. Your thumbs are up in the air. Can't hurt.
Speaking on behalf of Jared Blankenships everywhere, we appreciate your support.
Thank you, J-Rod.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that's
it.
Something else.
How did my microphone get down so low during that particular segment?
Once again, I said you have to tighten it very tight, but you guys don't have the grip. You got to get the kung fu grip, man.
It was Jared who was tightening it for me during.
I thought it was sufficient. I was afraid of breaking something, but I can go. Is it going to keep going?
Could you fix this for me live on the air, please?
I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're going to fix my microphone, ladies and gentlemen, while I talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, March Madness has begun as this show airs, and, you know, go team, I guess is the best way to put it. Yeah, a little higher, please. Yeah, get it up a little higher. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Now bring it. Oh, whoa, that's a little too high. Okay, there, bring it down. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That might be, there you go. Thank you.
Ow.
Thank you.
Son of a bee.
Definitely the work of a future president. Thank you very much.
I'm getting things done.
Jared Blankenship from Hereford, Texas. Very good. So, yeah, the college basketball tournament has started, March Madness. So, enjoy yourself there. I'm not going to talk much about it. The thing we do on this show when it comes to sports is we don't break down the stats. Right?
No, there are others for that.
Yeah, we don't break down the interviews. We don't do that kind of stuff. We make fun of the funny stuff, okay?
And Lord knows there's plenty of that.
There's plenty of that. In fact, we'll jump to something else real quick. Next football season, because there is going to be an NFL season, let's be honest here. This is all a bunch of bull crap.
It would be galactically stupid if they didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too much money at stake for there not to be.
In fact, just I know Roger Goodell is listening. Let me just say right now, seriously, and seriously, the players too, the owners, you're going to get it done. You will get it done.
Although it is the only way to guarantee that we won't have a Brett Favre sighting.
Don't even get me started there. I just did the Brett Favre. Don't make me start.
Can someone even tell me what the heck is going on? I don't understand what the strike is about anyway. These guys make more money than should be legally allowed.
And that's the thing. I agree. It's going to get done because you guys are a bunch of pussies. And I'm sick of hearing about the sides of the owners and the players. Neither one of you have a leg to stand on when it comes to the common folk like you, me, and President Jared Blankenship.
Well, soon to be.
Exactly.
Soon to be.
Sorry, future president.
We have a president right now. I don't want to step on any toes.
Obama. Barry.
Yeah. Obama.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree, Batman. I don't know what's going on either, but I know that it's going to get resolved. So when it does get resolved, I hope, no, I don't hope, we're going to do fantasy football Westmarch style. And what that's going to consist of is we're not going to do stats because, again, we don't do stats on this show, but we're going to break it down and we'll talk about this on the air. For example, each of us, we're going to do a draft and we're going to pick, for example, a player that we think has the potential to be an off-the-field distraction for his team. Okay? And if that player is an off-the-field distraction, they'll get you 1 point.
Okay, so we're not going to care about things about who fumbled my ball or
We can do that. I'm not saying we can't do in-game stuff. We need to do in-game stuff that's not natural, normal, statistical.
Do you want to have? I mean, are you going to draft with embarrassments in mind?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, seriously, this is my opening to you especially. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two parts to this. Well, three parts. There's the mechanical part in the Batcave. There is the mouth of the show, which is me, and there's the brains of the show sitting right across me with.
Oh,
right
I don't here. Know that the brains want the credit for the brainy part.
Well, I'm sorry, but you are the brains of the show because it ain't me. It ain't me.
Oh man!
And Batman doesn't actually participate enough to be called the brains of the show. So, you know, but you see where I'm going with this. So we're going to kind of We've got time to construct this. So I'm looking forward.
Whoever picks the Bengals defense is going to win, right?
Something like that.
Is that how it's going to play out?
Something like that. And then the other thing we're going to do, we're going to get other people in here. I think we're going to get my friend Pay Dirt from Three Guys in a Garage to participate in the draft. And there's a few other people that I have in mind. And maybe a couple of listeners if they're interested. So, and I say if they're interested in that, you know, if anybody ever wants to actually correspond with the show by, you know, calling in and leaving a voicemail or sending an
carrier
email.
Carrier pigeon.
Something. Exactly.
Smoke signals.
It'd be fantastic. One more thing before the break, and this is really stupid, but I wanted to mention it because it's been on my Yahoo front page now for days. Kirk Herbstreit has to move his family from Columbus, Ohio to Nashville because apparently some of those people in Columbus aren't happy with his honesty about Ohio State, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, boo-hoo, I'm so sorry that you have to move them. But let's be honest, is it really that bad? I mean, here's what I think happened. Tell me if I'm wrong, Jared. Kirk Herbstreit has a S-load of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And his family is spoiled rotten, I'm sure, because of it. Okay? And I am sure that they've been out in public a couple of times. And some people have made some comments, which, let's be honest, as I can speak from my own personal experience, it happens to public figures, okay?
And pubic ones, too.
And pubic figures, too.
Right.
And which you would know about. So
I would, being the brains. Ding, ding.
Yes, exactly. So what happened is Kirk Herbstreit, being the babier of the family because he's the one bringing home the money, says, well, let's move. You can move. Let's just move. Let's just get away from it. It won't be bad. We won't mm-hmm. live in Columbus anymore because they can afford to move in this kind of economy.
Right.
And they're moving. And now it's some big sports national news story because, let's be honest, sports stories right now are kind of boring. And so we're just trying to find things to talk about. It's a non-story, I think.
It is. I mean, I personally think that it's just an excuse because, let's be honest, Ohio is pretty much a universal crap hole when you when you boil it down.
Yeah.
Especially in this economy, and yeah. people are running like flies. So I think he was looking for his way out for a long time, and someone might have said, hey, you're kind of a naughty pants the way you're talking about our alma mater. And all right, I'm done. I'm leaving. That's a threat.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I have my excuse.
I think you're right, and I will also agree with you on the crap hole part because I've not been to Columbus, but I've been to Cincinnati and Cleveland, and while Cleveland is great for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's about it. And
you can't live there. You can't live there.
Don't want to live in Cincinnati. Now, there are some suburbs in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati area, that I wouldn't mind living in, but yeah, Ohio, I mean, come on.
Well, let's be honest. Those are just the parts of the plant who haven't died yet.
True.
You know?
Very true. Very true. So let's go ahead and take a break. I've got a couple of other things planned. I'm not really sure what direction we're going to go. I really don't know what I want to do. I'm really confused. I've got so much stuff here. And I love having more stuff than I know what to do with. You know this because
I know
it means it carries over. And then I don't have as much to plan for the next week. So it's very good. So I think I think what we're going to do next, because I know you want to make sure we get this in and I want to give you plenty of time. I am ready for, we haven't done it in a few weeks, our gripes of the week.
I like doing such a thing.
Great. Let's go ahead and do that. We'll take the break, Batman, if you're ready, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Bombs are flying. People are dying. Children are crying. Politicians are lying too. Cancer is killing. Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you? I'm super! Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat? I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple. But I just can't feel too bad for you right now. Because I'm feeling so insanely super that even the fact that you can't walk can't bring me down.
He's super, thanks for asking. All things considered, he could be better, he must say.
I'm super, no, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat? These little pants, this matching tie that I got at home. I'm super.
In the barracks and the trenches as well.
Stick them up.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with him? The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Poor Jared.
I'm not going to say what I was doing.
No, I won't. Swallow.
If you say mid-swallow, it can lead to bad things.
Mid-swallow. Let's see. A couple of things on my mind. What did I have? Oh, well, after that particular sweeper right there from our good friend Jody, I wanted to play one little thing here.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? Oh,
because it kind of goes together. Yes. I didn't want people to think that it was like just a weird thing that Jody decided, do you want to have sex with Brad Westmore? No, it actually comes from something.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Thank you, Chris Hansen. Yes.
It's missing the tee-hee, which always...
Yeah, you know, that's
the icing on the cake.
It's tee-hee, not tee-hee, it's hee-hee.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, it's the sprinkles on the donut, really.
Oh, it is.
It just makes it... Mm, just
don't talk about food.
Sorry.
Thank you. Let's check in with Batman very quickly. Something that apparently, because he didn't bring it up pre-show, he has neglected to again grace us our presence.
Oh.
Yeah. We're waiting for the zombie bloodbath trilogy, and apparently Batman dropped the balls.
Dropped all three balls.
I guess you did. Maybe next week?
Yes. You know what? If you could send me a little reminder, maybe.
I'll try to do that. I'll try to. Although I will tell you that in 2 weeks from tonight, I will be turning a very special age. So if I don't get it next week, I probably wouldn't complain as long as I get it the following week on my very special age birthday.
Okay.
So we'll think about that. So, cool.
Zombies have three balls, huh?
Yes, they do now.
Yeah, three movies.
Right.
Okay. Damn it.
So,
I'll remember it next time.
So, Citizen. Thank you, Batman. I Terry. Okay.
No tearing allowed.
No tearing. Oh, which reminds me, welcome to the Jellyfish Show.
Oh, yes.
You like that one?
I do like that.
Or we could call it Just for the Halibut.
Oh.
You like that?
It's no salmon-chanted evening.
What a load of crappies.
Could I play a tuna?
God. See, I get you started.
We gotta
stop.
That's brutal.
Hey, can you smell that somebody's taking a smoke break outside? Oh, can you smell that?
Every time.
Oh, God. Dirty. Yes. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks. Isn't that annoying when they do that? It's kind just of. Annoying as hell.
Kind of annoying. Kind of annoying.
Bastards.
But it could be worse. I mean, let's be honest.
Every time you enter our building, it's like walking through a fire.
Kind of. Although, having said that, I just became Twitter followers with a guy that sells that fake cigarette thing.
The smoke assassin?
Yeah, whatever. Is that what it's called?
I've heard it called a number of different things. But
maybe we can get him to be a sponsor. You never know. You never know.
He could probably just stand out there and give them away. But
that would be a great
idea.
This
place just wouldn't be the same without the smell, though, really.
Go over to the bar.
It normally doesn't smell that way in here. I'm about to go out there and spray them all with Febreze in the face.
Quite frankly, we've done 10 or 11. This is like our 11th show, and this is the first time I've ever smelled it before.
So jerks.
And now that the weather's nice, you're probably going to get more of it.
This is very true. So, without further ado, I think it's probably time to get this started.
Wesmar and Afkar have issues.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voices.
No.
Well, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah.
Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
Okay, I did screw up one thing here, and part of it has to do with the fact that Batman like completely ejaculated half of my sound last week off of this thing, and I was trying to find the...
So he number three'd your sound.
That was... pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably the best way to put it. Okay, I don't see it there. I don't see it there. I don't see it...
Do I need to make noises for you to kind of...
I don't see it there. I don't see it there.
Don't make us stop the show again this week,
bro. No, we're not going to stop the show. We're just going to go ahead and do our gripes without the sound bed. So I'm going to start because I know that yours is more intricate than mine.
You're going to want – it requires some explanation.
Yeah. I mean, and so I'm looking forward to yours. So first, I will start with mine. Let me take a swig of my water.
Oh, yeah. Hydration is important.
Very important. And let me start with talking about my business.
Okay. Your business? Or your...
Yes. I'm going to talk about my business, but I'm not going to talk necessarily about the drug business that I'm in. But I'm going to talk about what it's like to be a seller and what it might be like for you, the buyer. I want you to know a few secrets about what goes on in my business. And it's not just my business of drugging that I'm talking about. I'm talking about any business that has a transaction.
So this isn't going to be like just New Jack City, right? You're not going to go all Wesley Snipes on
it. No, it's not going to be Nate Dogg, you know, kicking off or anything like that.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I'm going to let you in on some secrets as buyers. Whether you're buying a car or whether you're buying a White Cross or whether you're buying, you know, a dress for your wife or whatever it might be.
Or for yourself.
Exactly. We have plenty of those out there listening right now. Yes. Man, I can just feel the cancer starting right now.
Nicotine buzz.
Good God. Here's the thing. If you're a buyer and you're buying from me and you make things difficult for me, your price goes up Okay. If you're a difficult customer, like, for example, if I send you your XYZs and your ABCs, and you complain that your ABCs and XYZs are mixed up with JKLs and stuff like that, and they're really not because I know they're not, but you're just jacking with me, or even if you're serious, you know what, man? Just take the stuff. It's illegal anyway, okay? Right. Don't jack with me. Don't make my life difficult, and don't make me stressed out, okay? Don't make me do any more work than I should have to do. And if you do, next time, your price is going up. And here's another example, too. Guy today calls in and places his order for his booger sugar, okay? And he calls up and he gives the order, and it's for, let's say, it's for a kilo, okay? And woo. And the gal who took the order, you know, tells me, and I said, that's fine, write him up, give him this price. I said, but he's going to call 14 times and change it before he gets here, because that's how he is, okay? Sure enough.
No way.
Sure enough, an hour and a half later, the guy calls up and changes it to 2 kilos. And I said, you know what? Oh, no, sorry. He changed it to 2.5 kilos. I said, you know what? I'm sorry that you did that, sir, but your price is now going up 10% because you're breaking kilos, and I don't like to break kilos, and it costs money to break kilos because my guys have to count out the kilos.
Well, only so much fits in a rectum just so.
Precisely. Yeah. So you're making my life difficult. Right. Don't be a jingle ass. Just give me your freaking order and let me give you the best price I can. Here's another thing, too. If it takes you 364 days to pay me, I got news for you. Your price is going up next time. And also, right. When you call me in a hurry, when you decide to write me a check on day 364 and tell me you need more stuff, first of all, you're paying cash. And second of all, I'm not in any hurry to fill your goddamn order. You got it? Thank you. Out.
Good wow. Enough? Now, I would say good advice. If you're a druggie, you need to plan ahead. Know when you're coming down.
And again, it's not just druggies, but seriously, but use that as a reference. It's my business.
It's a context we can all understand.
Surely.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you agree. And you're not even in that. I mean, you're not in a transactional kind of area with what you do.
No, not directly. I mean, we have people who do. And Lord knows they're right. A pain in the keister customers.
Sure.
But there are also those who kind of understand, and that, strangely enough, they get treated better. Funny how that works out.
Use your freaking brain.
It's a two-way street.
Exactly.
But there's a mentality, and usually it's of the small-minded folks that think, the bigger stink I raise, the more they're going to want to take care of me. And what happens is you just tune those people out, because they're always doing that.
You're absolutely right. And that's exactly what happens. You tune them out. That's like, exactly right.
If you had the perfect customer and they called and said, hey, you know, out of the blue, they had one little issue, you'd go out of your way to make them happy.
Oops. Whoa. Sorry about that. That was an accident. But you're absolutely right. It's so simple. It's simple math, you know?
Yeah. Simple math.
It really is simple math. And real quick, a side note before we start your gripe of the week. You know my job. I do a lot of things. I wear a lot of hats. I'm not just a sales guy. Okay?
No,
I'm
you've got manufacturing. You've got distribution.
Exactly. Shipping.
Employee management.
Purchasing. Hose, bitches. Yeah, exactly.
Pager distribution.
Precisely. Company credit cards. So as a buyer sometimes, I realize this as well. And that's what's nice about being on both sides of the fence. I realize you can't raise a stink about mm-hmm. every little thing. Pick it when it really counts. And even then, you got to be as understanding as you can. And I understand sometimes when things happen, they can't control it. They can't control that right. They can't get this stuff to me on time. They do the best they can. It's when you think they might not be doing the best they can. That's when I really raise a stink. It's like, you're not really working hard for me. I kind of feel like maybe you guys really, you know, aren't working hard for me. So anyway, bottom line, I understand where that's coming from, but seriously.
That's where cap-busting territory needs to...
Precisely. Yeah. Use your brains, people. And I don't care if you're buying a car or if you're you know, buying something on Amazon.com. Use your freaking head when you're buying something. Do not be an a-hole for every stupid little thing, because it's going to kill you in some way, shape, or form. So that's all I got.
That's well played.
Thank you very much. Jared, future president Jared...
Yes, I'm reluctant to admit this publicly, but at the risk of damaging my candidacy for president,
wait,
thank every one of you for coming out today.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go ahead. Go ahead with your gripe. I'm going to play this music.
Is it just me, or does he bear an eerie resemblance to Hank Hill?
A little bit. Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Hank. God damn it. Yeah, he kind of does. Okay, let's move on. Your gripe of the week, Mr. Afghan.
Okay, two words. Strange underwear.
Strange underwear, okay.
Now, I don't know if you've had this phenomenon, but occasionally it falls upon the ladies in the household, and sometimes extended beyond the household, where they decide Afghan, Jared Blankenship, future president, could really use a new pair of underwear. And occasionally this happens around Christmas, occasionally happens around other times. Okay. And let me say, first off, I think it's wrong. I mean, I don't know about you, I don't go buying my wife that sort of stuff. She kind of gets to do her thing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know when the last time was that I picked out a unique brand of, you know, feminine hygiene product for her. So
yeah,
there's a relationship I have with my underwear that is sacred. I mean, there are things that are very important to me. There's the way they cradle the boys.
Yeah.
And then there's just even the specific kind of underwear, right? Boxers, different from briefs.
Yeah.
And to top it off, they have those abominations, the boxer brief combination things.
Yes,
they're horrifying. If you've ever experienced them firsthand, you know what I'm talking about. They don't feel right.
Well, I don't know what I mean. You know, seriously. I mean, I want to show you what I thought. Like, wow. I mean, seriously.
As long as the trousers,
for the
stay,
love of the Lord,
not that bad, is it? I mean,
just say no. Just say,
hey.
You know, I have a hard time sometimes deciding which ones I should wear.
Well, let me just ask: are you comfortable?
Yeah, actually, I kind of am, and I'll explain that later. Let me butt my pants while you continue.
Right, and the other thing is, did you make your own decision about which underwear to wear or buy, or was that gifted to you by some random third party?
It's a long story. I'd rather you went on with your gripe, okay, and then I'll talk about me.
Well, let's just say that a number of unfortunate things happen.
Like, sure.
It rides up the leg.
I understand.
It doesn't fit right.
Yeah,
The worst part for me, though, aside from the boy cradling, which is very important, how it interacts with the business down there. I don't... Why is it that there's no universal code for the fly being in the same damn place, right?
Well, yeah.
And how many times has this happened where going to the bathroom with strange underwear, and then suddenly, like, the fly has migrated to some bizarre part and decided,
yeah.
I don't know what if it's made by a bunch of one-eyed people who decide that the fly belongs on the leg or elsewhere, and suddenly I'm having a two-handed festival in there at the urinal, and coworkers look at me as though I'm having way too much fun fishing the business out and being able to...
Because you're, like, digging, like, it's like you're digging in China.
Yes, and there were so many times where, like, I've just had to, like... say, you know, screw it. I need to, like, find an alternative method, and I'll pull the leg around or...
Take the pants down to your ankles, man.
Well, it's a bad scene. It's a bad scene. Yeah. And sometimes, bafflingly enough, they'll have, you know, the fly will be completely horizontal as opposed to, like, vertical. Like, what's that? Like, who lies on their side when they wear that? We've gone through years of being conditioned to how to open these things and use them, and someone's going to try on this particular thing to be unique and, like, confound it. Look, I don't want a Rubik's Cube when I'm trying to go to the bathroom. I just want to get it out and get done, because as any man knows, we're not women. We don't like to spend time in there. We don't like to talk, and we don't like to look like we're having way too much fun in there.
Yeah.
And if you do, then that's what the stall's for, in which case, fine. You want to put some sort of master lock around my ability to you know, do the number two business? Okay, but number one, I'm out in public. I've got CEOs and other people next to me, and I'm there having the little festival, and it's a bad scene.
You know, seriously, I'm not disagreeing with you. Now, I mean, when it comes to boxer briefs, I've gone through a lot of issues with underwear over the years, and I want to make it very brief, but I mean,
no pun intended, right?
I had the same underwear for years and years, the same jockeys for years. I mean, I was 300 pounds and I was 200 pounds and then I was 250. I was still wearing the same briefs in between that I was wearing the entire time.
Where'd all your extra weight go?
I don't know, but these things
Which
were,
sack?
These underwears were breaking apart, and my wife finally said, you know, you need some new underwear. So she would go out literally and buy me underwear. And the reason she would do that is because she knew that I would never go out and buy it myself. And that's how weird I was about underwear. So then it became the whole thing of where you're gonna, we're gonna have a kid, we're gonna try to have a kid at least at the time, and you need to wear boxers to keep the jewels, you know, cool and
properly ventilated.
Properly ventilated, exactly. Yes. So I wore boxers for a long time.
That's a transition.
It is. It really is. And I got used to it, and I liked it. In fact, I still wear boxers in the gym, which is funny because if I ever got racked by something, I'd be in big trouble. But otherwise, like right now, as you saw, I switched to boxer briefs. Yes. And I happened to have a pair of boxer briefs, and I was wearing them. And I was like, you know what? I really don't mind these. They're okay. They're kind of something in between. Because when I started to lose weight again and got back down around 200 pounds, it was like, you know, wearing the boxers with like jeans, it's not very comfortable. They kind of bunch up a little bit too much. Maybe my boxers were too big. I don't know. But long story short, I wear a lot of boxer briefs now. And honestly, I've never bought myself any underwear. I may have bought one package of the underwear actually, but the most part, but you know, but they all do wear differently. They all do wear differently.
I just don't like delegating. And then let's add the added discomfort of like, I think it's a weird message sometimes. And I love my mother-in-law dearly, but as a quote unquote stocking stuffer for Christmas, all the kids get undies, and having your mother-in-law buy you underwear is a weird
thing. I agree that is weird. I understand. I'm not knocking you for having this issue, because I do understand where you're coming from. I just don't share the same kind of issue, because I come from a background where I'm just too lazy to go out and buy underwear.
Oh, you're just a hippie. You just were running around in dirt and grass and rolling in it.
I don't know about that.
Whatever.
I don't know about that, but I do understand where you're coming from, so I just want
to. Am I allowed this issue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, don't hold it against me.
Batman, do you agree? I mean, I completely agree that he's allowed this issue. Yeah, he's got the thumbs up.
Don't buy me any underwear, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not. Don't worry.
Buy me other stuff.
Not coming any soon, anytime soon. So let's go ahead and very good, by the way. I'm glad that you were able to express that.
I feel better.
It does. It does.
Can I have a gripe of the week?
Certainly.
My gripe of the week is our old producer who still has nightwatchshow.com and allows it to have porno all over it.
You're kidding me.
Okay, now the right thing to do would have been to forward that to nightwatchradio.com, but no. I've written nice letters. I have written several nice letters. And the problem is he didn't even change the tags, okay? It's still got the meta tags, which has the Nightwatch Radio, my name, everything else. And then you go in and you put in Nightwatch Radio or Nightwatch on Google, and it still comes up with Nightwatch Show. Granted, Nightwatch Radio is the first page that pops up, but two or three down, you got Nightwatch Show. People are clicking there, and they're writing me hate mail because they're like, yeah, my teenage daughter enjoyed going to your site to listen to taps only to get porn.
Now,
you know, I'm at my wit's end, and I guess I'm going to have to get evil. But, you know, the funny thing is you quit before...
Batman, stop right now. I have two things to say, okay, very quickly, but we need to take a break. But I have two things to say in response to that. First thing I have to say is I swear to God, we discussed before we started the show, we weren't going to bring that up at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
But that's bad.
That's true. That's true. Thanks for at least not mentioning any names. And the second thing I have to say about that is...
Exactly.
So, is that a xylophone?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That is a good gripe for me, though. Come on.
Oh, no. First of all, thank you, Jody, for that particular damn sounder. And second of all, Batman, no, I agree. I hope you feel better getting it off your chest.
Well, I've been mad about it all day because it...
I don't
from
know.
From Atlantis?
Let's go ahead and take a break. Batman, I appreciate that gripe. You're always allowed to gripe if you've got one on your mind. The thing is, Batman, he's so freaking nice. He rarely has anything to gripe about.
You could tell that there was a blood vessel about to blow there.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even looking.
I understand. Batman, take us to break and relax a little bit. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar
Listen
Show.
To this.
Hey everybody, this is God. I'm making my first of many appearances on the Brad Westmar Show to tell you that Brad Westmar is not a believer. He grew up a believer, but for some reason, I haven't seen him in church for years and years and years. So do not let this man fool you. He is not a man of me. He is a man of someone else. Dare I say his name? And worse yet, here he is raising a daughter who has never seen the inside of one of my churches. How can that be? What kind of woman will she grow up to be? is very sad, and I just want you to know that the Brad Westmarsh Show is not endorsed by me, nor my son, Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'll be making more appearances on the Brad Westmarsh Show in the near future to let you know the truth about this heathen.
There's a 100% chance he loves himself more than he loves his listeners. The Brad Westmarsh Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmarsh Show. 25% chance, you know what? 95% chance we're not going to take a third break tonight. We rarely
just keep it going.
Yeah, it's the way it is. It's the way it goes. I think if Batman, just give me a thumbs up. I think if my calculations are correct, we got roughly 10 minutes or so left in the show. Is that about right? Roughly 13 minutes? 3 minutes. 3 minutes? Three. What? Get on the mic.
12.
Thank you. It's like, what? He had the one and the two up. It was confusing. I'm with you. Is that like director speak? It's like you put the
one. Well, yeah, because if I was going to say three, I'd have done that.
Good point. I understand. But I've had a few waters tonight. So
a few waters.
Yes. Please bear with me.
A little swamp water there.
Exactly. So a couple of things on my mind before we get to our final piece that I've got pulled here. First of all, Jared, I'm going to assume that you didn't see The Apprentice this weekend.
No, I actually didn't. I saw the first one, but I missed this one.
Well, I just, you know, I could get into the details about Celebrity Apprentice, and I've said before, I always liked the original Apprentice because it's the real deal, man. It's real people, you know. Celebrity Apprentice started off real weak, and it has gotten a lot better.
I think they've gotten better at picking people who they know that are eventually going to snap at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like some bizarre personality test where...
I agree.
I remember last year the NAACP was tearing Donald Trump a new one for not having enough quality African-Americans. So this year they made sure to have 70%.
You're just...
And Star Jones is killing everybody on there, man. She's insane.
I was just going to say, you know, the problem with the women's side of Celebrity Apprentice is that there's a lot of black women and a lot of black attitude going on over there.
Blackitude?
Oh, it's... seriously, it's amazing. Here's what happened this week, real quick. They wrote a children's book. And the worst part was that that what Lisa, whatever her name is, with the big lips, the actress chick, good looking
from the soap opera. Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. She was the team leader. She was the captain, or whatever you call them. And they were trying to get her fired, and they did get her fired. Yes, they did.
Her lips too, or just her?
Her lips are still on the show.
Okay,
but yeah, but she's fired, and. And they wrote this book, and first Star Jones comes up and says, I want my name on the book as the writer of the book, because I wrote the book. And they're like, well, we really wanted to kind of say it was a team effort. So we want to say Team ASAP. I want my name on there as the writer of the book. And then Dionne Warwick comes over and goes, I like my name on there as the person who conceived. I want to say conceived by. Dionne, go have a cigarette, okay?
Or a pack.
Or three or 20. And kiss off, you 70-year-old fat freaking bat. I mean, seriously. I had respect for Dionne Warwick when I was heavy into pop music in 1985. And I heard her sing, keep fighting, keep crying, oh, in life can always hurt us. That's what friends are for. I mean, I hated the song, but I understood. Dionne Warwick is a legend. Well, now she's just a fat freaking cow. An attention whore.
They all are,
they
which is why they're there.
They all are. They really, yeah. Especially, I mean, honestly, ladies, I'm sorry, but especially the women.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, John Rich is not an Mark McGrath, they're not attention whores. No. I mean,
even,
you know,
Gary Busey, he doesn't even know why he's there half the time.
Exactly. And, exactly.
Huh? What? I need to do something?
But here's these two women coming up going, I want my name on there. Are you kidding me? And here's Marley Matlin, who can't even talk, who's signing going, what the F is going on here? What are these women's problems?
She's the only rational one on this.
She really is.
And probably she's the most blessed because she doesn't have to listen to them.
This is true. This is true.
She should have an advantage. If she doesn't make it to the end, I'm going to be shocked.
That's a good point. And I got to be honest with you. Seriously. I mean, I don't try to pimp people to watch TV shows because I've watched less and less TV the last 2 years. But seriously, I love the train wreck of Celebrity Apprentice now.
Oh, it's bad.
It's awesomely bad. It's awesomely bad. And I just... the only problem that NBC has is they're stupid enough to make it 2 hours every single week. And seriously,
that's a little much.
Yeah. One of the reasons why we made this show 1 hour is we figured people are hard to commit to 3 hours worth of a show at one time on a podcast. We made it 1 hour right now. In the future, there may be some bonus stuff. But the thing is that, seriously, to expect people to sit down on a Sunday night to watch 2 hours worth of The Celebrity Apprentice. And when you're watching it, Jared, I'm telling you can see where they kind of intentionally filled with BS. Where, like, for instance, Don asks 18 people on the panel, who do you think I should fire? I mean, seriously, that only happens one or two times during a regular episode, but they've stretched this thing to 2 hours, and it's tough, but it's still some pretty quality reality TV. So
I don't even know that qualifies as reality, because there are the two kinds, right? There's the there's the kind where, like, we're kind of an intentional whorish family where we want to let people in,
right?
And then there's the kind where it's more of a game. It's a game show, well, really, right?
You're absolutely right. And then that whole thing, the way they sell the actors and whatnot to get on there is by saying it's for charity. And that's great, because I believe that about Mark McGrath, John Rich, Meatloaf, even Gary Busey. I believe that about those guys. Women, they are attention whores. They really, really are. I'm sorry. But great segue, Jared, because there's another type of reality TV, very briefly, I want to touch on before we get to this last thing. And that is the fact that The Real World has started its 8,000th season.
Oh. So where are they now? In Yuba, Utah?
They're in Las Vegas for the second time in the last 6 or 7 years. And I'm watching it. I honestly got to admit, I haven't stopped watching it since I moved to Kansas City in 1997. It's brutal. There was only one season I couldn't finish, and that was Paris. And it's not good, but it's always interesting to see what they're doing and kind of where it's going. And the problem with this show is that these kids get on there, and they know they're on TV, and they play a character. They're not themselves. But back when this thing first started in 1993 or 94, they really were. It was real TV.
Well, because no one knew what to make it. There wasn't the social media. There wasn't. I mean, it was their only outlet.
Exactly.
And they just did their thing for the most part. And usually you had the two obnoxious people that always went at it, and the rest of the people were kind of confused and didn't know how to handle it. And
Yep.
You know, whether it's the Puck. Was it Puck and Pedro, the infamous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is, too, I should stand corrected. Josh, my good friend from Lost in the Static here on jackalope.radio.com, corrected me in that Cops was actually the first quote-unquote reality TV show, which is true. But I think of The Real World as the first regular day, average, everyday life kind of a thing for just people. You know, so, I mean, you're right. Cops was ahead of The Real World.
What about Candid Camera?
Well, in a way, this is true. And this brings me to another good point. Another great segue, by the way. Seriously, you'd think that you had actually seen where I might be going with
this. We're in sync, man.
Apparently, we are in sync tonight, because what I wanted to say was about the future of reality TV. The only way reality TV is going to get real is if they go by way of the Truman, what was that called?
Truman Show?
Thank you. The Truman Show and the one with EdTV. Uh-huh. That kind of a thing where people don't know they're being filmed. That is the next step, I believe, and I hope, I really do hope, in reality TV, because eventually this is going to get really old.
No, people know, and you act differently. I mean, there's that whole thing where even if you're a documentarian or taking pictures of people candidly, you have to hang around an X amount of time before people ignore you.
Precisely.
And, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping that's where it's going. Now, I don't mean to cut this short, but I've got some great stuff. We used to play on the old show all the time, TV news lip slips, or just mistakes by TV news people. And I'm not able to pause these and talk about these. We don't have time to do that, but I want to go ahead. Let me find it here. It's a couple minutes long. Let's just go ahead and listen to these TV screw-ups. I know you're going to love them.
I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and close the show with this.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Good evening, oops. Michelle. This ship is one of those thousand-foot ships that you often will see out in the harbor.
Well, I'm sure you needed it, Annie. Did you get many spankings as a kid?
As a kid, no.
Wait a minute.
Six officers were killed, including the district's top after.
I think you played that one in the old show.
The vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets.
Obviously, satisfying end to this man's life. I can't hear.
A tractor trailer transporting Black and Gus. There's Black or Gus. Was stopped on the side of the beltway while the driver changed the flat tire.
I wonder if those cows named Black and Gus were actually Black Angus cows.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party.
If we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's blind.
Sask Energy is announcing a proposal to jack up the cost of heating your home by 27 to 30%.
Reporting live from the newest Walmart in the Shreve City Shopping Center, Jonathan McCall, KSLA News 12.
Well, now another look at your weekend forecast. Lonnie Quinn.
I bet he's gay as the day is long.
You want the money shot of them with their arms in the air? You're going to get it. He wants the pressure off.
Did you say the money shot?
Yeah. The money shot. You know, yeah.
Oh. I know who likes chocolate. Our Zane Virgie loves chocolate. One of our main cadets. Oh, nice melons behind you there.
Whoa. With all that money that was sent to the tsunami survivors. Well, she lost her tittle thanks to a few, her title.
Nice picture of model there.
Oh, God. Oh, the internet, what they're going to do with this one. Oh, God.
I absolutely love those.
It shows a moment of humanity, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. It kind of brings things to reality. Again, talking about reality TV and things like that. And one of the cool things, by the way, about bradwestmar.com that I'm looking forward to, which, by the way, could be up and live here as soon as this weekend. I really plan on it becoming an extension of the show. I mean, this is kind of where I want to go with it. I mean, I think, for example, I've got stuff. I'm going to put up, you know, like the Busher Batman thing we did last week on the show.
Right.
I've got the original video ready to kind of post and that kind of stuff. And I want people to just kind of, and we'll go from there. I've got logins for everybody. You can go on, you can talk about stuff, you can post videos, pictures, or just rant, or just, you know, extend a little bit on certain things that we talked about on the show, you know? So
I'm good at expanding.
You are pretty good at expanding. Really. I mean, the irony of us taking the show down to 1 hour is the fact that it's, I mean, people don't know this. We've got a lot of new listeners out there. It's been really, really difficult for us to condense our thoughts into 1 hour.
Yeah, usually it's space.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, this is something that we're used to having 3 hours. We're used to having enough time to get warmed up. You know, we used to take 45 minutes to get warmed up, you know.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And I really think that in the long run, if you people continue to listen, which, by the way, we appreciate you listening. We really do. That we will do more. We will do more than just an hour a week. We will do extensions. We'll do bonus footage. We'll do extra hours and things like that. But you got to be out there listening, and that's the most important thing to us. And we really love to hear your feedback. So please hit us up on email at bradwestmarshow@gmail.com, or find us on Twitter at bradwestmar. Whatever it takes, we love to hear from you. So without further ado, Jared Afkar, future president, we appreciate you being here.
President Afkar, thank you for your support.
Thank you very much. Batman behind the glass in the Batcave, he's there wrapping things up for us. Thank you as always. And I am Brad Westmar saying thank you again for joining us on the Brad Westmar Show. And I believe my little girl Presley has one thing to say here. Presley, go ahead.
See you and Tennessee.
Thank you, honey. Good night.
talk to me now.